Hello, and welcome back to Sass Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Brian and Mary, and this is episode 194.
Yes, and this weekend was Brian's birthday. So, as you know, I had been watching all the Star Wars movies to lead up to the release of the new Obi-Wan Kenobi series on Disney Plus that came out, I think, the day before your birthday.
But, I think on the 27th or
yeah, but
something
we watched
around
it
that.
Then. So, I did finish that last week, but then most of the rest of the weekend was celebrating Brian's birthday. On Friday night, we went to Hannah and Corey's apartment and we played some Mario Kart, had some pizza. It was really fun. And then on your birthday, started off, you came over for breakfast to my apartment because, tell me, just go through the day.
All right. Well, let's see if I can get it all right because this is a very extensive weekend. It was very,
it's your
very
golden
well
birthday.
Thought out.
Had to be
yes.
busy.
Yeah, it was a very busy birthday. But yeah, I came over and you had some presents. So, and it was directly related to Star Wars, the theme that I basically I was trying to get you some culture. So you got me a mini waffle maker, which had the print of the Death Star. So basically the waffle surface would look like the Star Wars, like Star Wars themed. And then along with that, I had a Star Wars spatula where it was a stormtrooper shaped spatula, so also Star Wars themed. And then all of this came within a Star Wars bag with a Baby Yoda print on the front of the bag.
I know that's not the Star Wars movies we watched that you showed me, but that was the bag that was $1.50.
No, it is.
So.
I think it's probably the cutest. And then one more thing, and then you also, you're very good with making personalized cards. You made a very personalized card that started off with a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, which I thought was very
the
creative.
The inside said, you were born.
Yes.
Don't forget that part.
Yes, I was born a long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Yes. So that was extremely fun. Yeah. And then the waffles turned out perfect. This is the quickest waffle maker I've ever had in my life.
Well, they're mini waffles.
Yeah, like you pour the batter on, you close it, and literally less than a minute later, the waffle's ready. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's great. But after that, we basically just, you know, we
watched the two episodes.
Yeah, we watched the two episodes of the miniseries, which I have to say it was a little bit slower than I anticipated, but the main movies are more of just moving the plot along. This is more of a biography of a single character of Obi-Wan. So then we hung out for a bit more, and then we went to go see your parents for dinner.
My parents and my aunt and uncle.
Yes, and dinner. We had steak, and we just hung out and talked, and it was a good time. And then your parents had a gift, and so did Kathy and Roy.
And carrot cake, your favorite.
And carrot cake, yes. Carrot cake is, I don't know if it's the healthiest cake, but I think it's delicious. So
it probably seems healthier because it says carrot.
Exactly.
Cake,
maybe
it's
all
it's
psychological.
Like, it's just like how people think, oh, you know, a muffin's better than a cupcake, but it's exactly the same thing.
Yes, well, the frosting carrot cake is based off of cream cheese, I believe.
Yeah, but a lot of frostings are based off of cream
well,
cheese.
Well, I'm just saying it, Mary. I'm just saying it, okay?
And none of the cream cheese is that healthy anyway.
Well, it's healthier than pure frosting, maybe.
Okay,
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit less unhealthy. How about that?
Okay, whatever. It was your birthday.
Actually healthy. Yes, it was my birthday, so that was really fun. So that was Saturday. Then Sunday comes along, and there's additional things for me to consider. Let's see. What was? Did we do anything before we went to the soccer game? I can't remember.
No, not really.
Yes.
Just on Sunday night, went to the Sounders game.
Yes, and you know I'm always very anxious going to Seattle sports games, just because you know I'm actually really bad luck. Like the last Kraken game I went to, they lost. Every single Mariners game, too.
I've been to probably like 5 or 6 Mariners games, maybe more.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know if that's just completely statistically normal because the Mariners lose a lot, or I'm actually worse for the Mariners than they are for themselves. but actually, so we went to Sounders MLS soccer game, and every Sounders game I've gone to, they've actually won. So maybe I'll stay away from the Manners and stick with the Sounders for the rest of my life.
The only problem was is that the weather was terrible yesterday. I mean, okay, it wasn't like terrible. It was pretty warm. It was still in like maybe high 50s, maybe 60 degrees yesterday. But like last weekend, it was 70 degrees last Sunday.
Oh, yes, yes.
So I was like, great, this is going to be so much fun. We'll go to the Sounders game on Sunday night.
Yeah, we're anticipating a sunny day.
Yeah, and then it literally looked like it was November outside. And luckily, you know, walking to the car and back, it didn't really get rained on much. But, you know, and, oh, yeah, we were undercover, which I wasn't sure. So that was nice.
Yes, yes. But just to go into the Sounders game really quickly, funny thing about it was we were watching the, you know, the soccer game for the first, like, 6 minutes or so, and I was rooting for the white team and not the purple team. And it turns out the Seattle Sounders had changed their jersey colors for, like, some theme.
It's like Protect Our Planet
jersey or something. Yeah, like a social awareness. I think it was the environment, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were wearing purple, so I was like, why is the stadium cheering for the purple team whenever they get the ball?
Brian was trying to tell me that in other sports, spirit fingers are seen as bad.
Yes.
But then we realized that we were rooting for the wrong team.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think so. Like at Gonzaga, you put spirit fingers up, you know, when they're about to shoot a free throw.
Yes, but yes.
When our team is going to shoot a free throw. And I was like, I've never heard of using spirit fingers. Are you saying like bad spirits are coming out of your fingers?
It's like normally? Spookiness. Like, ooh, mess up.
No, I don't think so. But yeah, then we're like, oh, we were rooting for the wrong team. We were like, this is odd. I was like, oh, the people are just cheering because they don't want them to score.
Yeah, luckily we were not rooting for the Charlotte, who they're playing against, the white team, which I always thought white was home, but I guess not in this case. Luckily, we were not rooting for them when they scored, because Charlotte actually scored first. We would have been like the only people in the stadium standing up and cheering, like, woo!
Also, like you had a Sounders shirt on, and I had like a green shirt on. I was like, you were in the right colors, whatever. And so that would have been like, why are you cheering for the other
team? Yeah, it's like, what are you guys doing? But so we went down by a goal, but in the first half really was just nothing much happened except for we got scored on once. But
well,
the second half.
Wait, I want to talk about the first half some more. So, you know, 6 minutes in, okay, we figure out which team is the Sounders.
Right.
Checkpoint. Okay, and then about 10 minutes in, the person in front of me comes to sit down, but he just stands up, and I literally can't see anything.
Yeah, I'm like.
Nothing at all. I was like. Well, maybe he'll sit down. And Brian's like, okay, maybe after like 2 minutes, I'll like tap his shoulder and see if he'll sit down. I'm like, okay, fine. Sounds good. He already sits down like after 30 seconds after Brian says up. Great. Can see again. All is well. And then the guy that is sitting in front of Brian comes and he doesn't sit down at all. And he's, you know, Brian can't see a thing. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Happy birthday.
Yeah, he's a little bit taller, larger fellow. So,
yeah, and so I was like, he couldn't sit down. I was like, uh-oh, like, Brian can't see anything.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that, and he just didn't seem like he was going to sit down.
Yeah, I couldn't even crane my neck around either sides of this guy. So I'm like, I literally, all I could see is like,
Brian, you were at first, you were like, it's okay, I'll just watch the screen. I'm like, we're at the game, you don't want to watch the screen the whole time.
Yeah, I know, I'm too
polite.
But
luckily, across the row, there was an empty, I think the whole row was pretty much empty, so we just moved over there instead, because the guy did not sit down the entire game, so I'm glad we moved.
Yes, yeah, I would have been waiting a long time. And
the entire time.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was the first half. Figure out who the team was, change seats across the aisle.
Yep, exciting stuff, really. but anyways, the second half was a lot more in our favor. Jordan Morris, how do we know Jordan Morris? What didn't he used to play for?
He went to Mercer Island High School and played with my cousin Nate.
That's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have some connection to Jordan Morris.
Not really.
Well, we're pretending we do. Okay. But anyways,
it is cool that there's a, you know, a player nearby that
a local player.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, Jordan Morris, in the 72nd minute, so, you know, about halfway into, the second half, scored a goal, and that tied the game 1-1. And then right after that, in the 80th minute, Rui Diaz, yes, scored the second goal, basically giving us the lead 2-1 and saving, the Seattle Sounders victory, confirming it. And saving the fact that I do not have to be a curse on Seattle sports teams overall just the Mariners. Looks like the Sounders are doing just great. Of course, they probably don't need me. They're actually a very good team, but I'm going to pretend that I'm at least good luck for them.
I'm also very happy that I decided on this present for you before they won that championship a few weeks ago, so the ticket prices were not quite as high as they are now.
Right.
So that was nice. Good job, me, for planning ahead on
there
accident.
You go.
But, yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, all in all, you know, we're doing this on Memorial Day, on the Monday after basically my birthday weekend. We have this day off too, which is amazing. But I had an amazing birthday, so thank you to everyone that participated, and especially you, Barry, for planning pretty much all of it. I put my life in your hands, and you succeeded.
Did you know the American Heart Association recommends 150 active minutes each week to help with heart health? What if you could earn rewards just for being healthy? That's where Paceline comes in. Paceline is a free app that gives you rewards for exercising 150 minutes per week. Keep up a weekly streak and get even more rewards. Every week of your streak, the rewards vary. You can choose from gift cards from Amazon, Starbucks, Target, and more to discounts for products or services, and even donations to charitable organizations. Join me on Paceline. To get started, download the free Paceline app, connect it to your activity tracker, and use our referral code SSSPOD to start earning rewards just for being healthy.
Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.
Audible has an unmatched selection of audiobooks with titles from every genre. Audible titles play on nearly any device and allows you to listen to your favorite audiobooks anytime, anywhere.
You can even switch between devices and it'll play from where you left off. SAS Stories and Sarcasm listeners can get a 30-day membership trial that includes one free audiobook of your choice.
Just go to audibletrial.com/SSSpodcast to start your trial and choose your book today. All right, so now you want to talk about the NBA playoffs?
Yes, yes. So also over the weekend, we just concluded the conference finals. So the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference now have sent their finalists to the NBA finals. And on the Western side, the Golden State Warriors won the series 4-1 against the Dallas Mavericks. Unfortunately for Dallas, this was a lot further than they were expected to go because they upset the number one seed. And then they kind of basically were just outmatched. But good for them for basically creating an upset and going a little bit further. But Golden State won the series pretty handily 4-1. And they are advancing to play in the finals, which is going to be on June 2nd on ABC. I believe all the finals games have to be on local TV, so everyone can watch it. You don't need some cable provider or something like that. And then they are going to be playing against the Boston Celtics. And the Boston Celtics game was actually a lot closer. Boston Celtics against the Miami Heat. This game went to this series went to seven games. This was the number one Eastern seed of Miami against the number two Eastern seed of Boston. And coming into it, their records were very identical. Boston had a record of 51 wins and 31 losses, and Miami had a record of 53 wins and 29 losses. So only two games apart over the entire course of a season. So they were very even. And the series itself was very even as well. Miami took the lead 1-0 the series, then Boston tied it up. Then Miami took the lead again 2-1, then Boston tied it up. Then Boston took the lead 3-2. And then this in Boston's closeout game in Boston, Miami said, nope, the series is not ending now. So they tied the series 3-3. And then coming home, Miami had to beat Boston. Or the next game seven, whoever won this, won the entire series. It was in Miami. But Boston was like, nope, we're going to win away. They won with a score of 100-96. So that was a very close game. And within the last minute of the game, it was a two-point game. And Miami shot a three, so basically had a chance to take the lead, which would have made the game even more close. But they missed, and the rest is history. So Boston got to advance. So it is going to be Boston against Golden State in the NBA Finals. So that should be very exciting.
When's the first game of that?
Yeah, and the first game of that is June 2nd on ABC.
Okay. So on Thursday.
I'm not sure if they've decided a time yet, but if you're interested, it will be on Thursday.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, a few weeks ago, you and I went to the Amazon Fresh store nearby, and that was a pretty unique experience going grocery shopping and not having to check out. Well, last week, Amazon actually opened its first physical clothing store. It's not in Seattle, so can't go test it out, but it's in near LA in Glendale, California. And it's called Amazon. It's called Amazon Style. And so basically what you do is you walk around, you find the clothes that you want, and then you use your phone to scan a QR code. You don't just take the clothes off the rack and take them into the dressing room. Yeah, so you scan, there's a little QR code on like the hanger of the clothes. You scan that, and then that sends them to the fitting room, and then you can go to the fitting room, and with your phone, you unlock, it tells you what number fitting room you are. All the clothes that you have scanned will be there in the color and size that you want, and you try them on, and it gives you suggestions for other things that you may like on the screen. It says, like, it would say, like, welcome, Mary, here's some clothes that you might like, and here's what
similar to your interests. Kind of like other marketing tools that you see, especially on Amazon's website.
Yeah, just like Amazon. Literally exactly like Amazon, but just in real life. So you're trying on the clothes, you're like, oh, I didn't get the right size, or I want a different color or whatever. So then you add it on this touch screen that's in there, and there's another part to the closet that's locked on one side, but then when someone puts something in there, whatever you have requested, then you get a notification and you can open up that side of the closet, get the clothes that you requested, and then you go and take what you want to buy and check out like normal.
And you leave the rest of the stuff and they'll clean it up. Mm-hmm. Basically remove it from the dressing room for the next person. So that's just another Amazon immersive experience.
I would like to try that. It'd be an interesting way to shop. This is interesting, though, because it comes 2 months after Amazon said it was closing a dozen of their dozens of physical bookstores and their Amazon 4-star stores and mall pop-up kiosks because they want to focus on the fresh supermarkets. And now they're also going to be testing out the Style initiative, and I'm sure others too. But if you don't know, the Amazon 4-star shop was basically just a bunch of random, but all of their best-selling things that had 4 stars and above. And so they closed a bunch of those and then a bunch of their physical bookstores. I think we had gone to their physical bookstore in New Village before, and it was just basically a normal bookstore.
Yeah, it's just every other bookstore.
There was just like little screens that had Amazon reviews on them, so that was like the only difference I could tell.
But yeah, I mean, I think in terms of like physical stores, people like going into clothing stores in person just to try things on. So this might be more successful than like some of their other physical stores and their grocery store chain. People like still shopping for groceries in person. There's a lot more of a shift to online grocery shopping still, but it's still, I think, predominantly in-person grocery shopping still.
Well, I mean, on Amazon, on the website, there are, I don't know what it's called, but there are certain clothes that you can be like, oh, I want to try all these, and they won't charge you for 7 days after you receive it, and then you can just return the clothes you don't want, and then you get charged. So that's a different like version of it. It takes a lot longer than just going to the store if you lived nearby this one, but it's another thing that they've tested, I know.
Right. But,
yeah. For our last topic of the episode, I found some really random facts about the human body. I don't know how I came across these, but I shared them with Brian and we decided that we should share them. So we have 15 total, not each, don't worry, facts about the human body and that we'll go through. This first one is actually pretty hilarious and you might want to try it yourself, because Brian didn't believe it. But the length of your wrist to your elbow is the same as the length of your foot. So from your elbow to your wrist is the length of your foot. And I showed Brian this article. He's like, no, are you sure about this? like list. That doesn't seem right. I'm like, no, I tried it. I didn't believe it either.
Yeah, I mean, I literally had to take my foot and put it up against my elbow. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's actually true. Because when you look at the distance between your elbow and your wrist, you're like, okay, that's pretty big. That's a long distance.
It seems longer to me.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I don't have clown feet. No way. Apparently, well, maybe I don't have clown feet, but my feet still are. I'm just doing it right now. It's so mind-boggling. That's quite the interesting fact. That
I'm trying to think, because like, you know, when you look down at your feet, you're farther away from them when you're just standing up, but then
and you're not really looking at the back of your heel either. You're looking at the front, yeah, the top to your toes. So you're like, oh, I have little feet, but no, they're huge.
Yeah, that just makes me think of, like, how about, like, those basketball players that have huge shoe sizes? I'm like, that's why they have long arms. Their arms have to fit the length from their elbow to their wrist.
True, true.
All right, wow. Go ahead.
Okay, so I have one on your bones. So the bones in your body are not white. I always thought they were. They range in color from beige to light brown. The bones you see in museums are white because they have been boiled and cleaned. So I guess if you have an injury and you see your bone, it won't be bright white, kind of like you see skeletons have. That's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Over the last 150 years, the average height of people in industrialized nations increased by 4 inches.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
So you're extra thankful to be living in this time, Brian.
Industrialized nation, yes.
Yeah.
I'd be struggling just to.
But everyone would be shorter. So
yeah, that's
fine.
True. Yeah. I'd be able to look into my oven without bending over. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't be that short. okay, so up next, I have the human eye can detect millions of colors, but it's sensitive to light, but it's also sensitive to sound. So I didn't know that. University research studies show that mild and incidental noises can cause the pupils in the eyes to dilate. It is believed this is why surgeons, watchmakers, and others who perform on delicate manual operations are so bothered by uninvited noises, because the sound causes their pupils to change focus and blur their vision.
Hmm. Well, I've always seen, like, when you're, like, in bad traffic or something, you're driving your car, you're like, oh, let me turn the music down so I can focus. Like, you know, that doesn't make sense, but kind of does, because if you know, eyes can kind of sense sound.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I always just do that because, you know, it's easier to concentrate. And not,
I know, but that's
see.
Why. Like,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, maybe. That's kind of interesting. Yeah.
You'll drink about 20,000 gallons of water in your lifetime. That's a lot of water.
Yeah, I mean, I don't drink a lot, but so maybe it's less than that for me. But
I mean,
but 20,000, I mean, yeah, I'm sure it's very, very
close to sustain
a
human life, you're drinking more water than
I am living, I'm thriving, so I guess I'm drinking enough water. Yeah. That's interesting, too. Okay, I have a couple eye-related facts. So here's one. Your eyes are always the same size, even from birth. So I guess when you're a baby, your eyes are just bulging and popping out. And
whereas,
the rest of your body catches up.
Your ears and your nose are always growing your whole life, whereas your eyes are just always the same size.
Yeah, that's just terrible. Your nose is only going to get bigger and bigger. That's funny.
I mean, very slowly.
Yes, yes.
Okay, the muscle that lets your eye blink is the fastest muscle in your body. It allows you to blink 5 times a second.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah, yeah, I guess it would be the fastest muscle in your body because it's very involuntary. It's like a reflex.
Yeah.
A muscle.
You don't have to, like, concentrate to be like, okay, now it's time to blink.
Exactly, exactly. So I have, I think, two more. On average, you blink 15,000 times a day. So that's quite a lot. And then women blink twice as much as men. So so that's, you know, even more. Go ahead, Mary.
I have another one where women are doing something twice as much as men. Men lose about 40 hairs a day, but women lose about 70 hairs a day.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's right. We always see women's hair lying around. Just kidding. I'm sure guys just have smaller hair. Like, they cut their hair shorter, so it's less likely to see and pick up. Okay, so up next I have 55% of people yawn within 5 minutes of seeing someone else yawn.
Oh, I definitely
Which,
do that.
and I definitely do that. And just thinking about that, quite frankly, made me yawn. But yeah, I mean, I definitely do it within 5 minutes. Usually it's like almost instant. It's like 30 seconds.
Actually just yawn.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure that all the podcast listeners are yawning right now.
I don't know why that is. Just talking about yawning makes you yawn.
Yeah.
On average, a case of the hiccups lasts 5 minutes. I mean, of course, I know some people have had
Ooh, that's
longer
rough.
bouts
That's
of the
rough.
hiccups, but
Yeah.
5 minutes is not too bad.
I mean, my technique is I just drink water and then it's like goes away within like a minute, maybe, or two. 5 minutes seems like torture. And
That's no, that's not that long.
I if I mean,
It's not happening
it's
all the time. It's happening every 10, 20 seconds, something like that. Not too bad.
Oh, I get, yeah, I guess it's not constant every
Yeah.
second for 5 minutes.
No.
That'd be bad. And then lastly for me, I have not all our taste buds are on our tongue. Only or about 10% of them are on our palate and our cheeks. I did not know we had taste buds on our cheeks. I always try to avoid like spicy food by like putting my food through my cheeks and not over my tongue, but I guess I can't do that. Or I
Guess
guess
not.
maybe I could. There's less taste buds over there, but I can't avoid it forever.
All right, I have two more left. First, fingernails grow nearly 4 times faster than toenails, and your middle fingernail grows the fastest, which is interesting.
All right.
And then lastly, about 13% of people are left-handed, which is up from 11% in the past, which is
Oh, it's
actually quite a
growing.
bit.
It's a growing number.
Yeah.
That's
And
interesting.
slightly more men than women are left-handed. I'm left-handed. And honestly, in medieval times, left-handed people could not become knights because they were thought they were descendants of the devil.
Oh, man.
And
That's
spiral
harsh.
staircases and castles ran clockwise to allow knights, all right-handed, to battle intruders effectively.
Oh no. Well, maybe it's because left-handed people are getting less discriminated against now. Now the population can rise.
Yeah.
There you
And
go.
then also, the story that right-handed people live on average 9 years longer than left-handed people is a myth, so don't
Oh,
have to
well,
worry
that's
about
good.
that. And animals are also either right-handed or left-handed. Polar bears are left-handed, and they say so is Kermit the Frog, even though
He's a
that's
Muppet.
just a Muppet.
Well,
But
that's cool. That is actually very interesting.
if you want to celebrate International Left-Handers Day, it's August 13th.
There you go.
Well, that's all we have for this week. Be sure to like us on Facebook and on Instagram and
Let us know if we
leave
made you
us a
yawn.
review. Oh, yeah. Let us know if we made you yawn during that part because that was completely involuntary that I yawned. I'm not
Yes,
even
same.
tired right now. It's only 2:30. All right. Hope everyone has a good rest of your week and a good start to June. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.